glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
So the word righteous is a continuum. It begins with what God has done in our spirit all the way through to our behavior. The fruit that we bear in our life is godly because it's stemming from a root of what God did. It's not me trying to fabricate. See, it's not something you can demand. It comes in season. See, a lot of people are trying too hard to be holy. And look at somebody, tell me, you know it ain't working. Trying to be holy rather than just connecting to the root. See, when you connect to the root, you ain't got to think about trying to be holy. I better watch what I say here. You're not going to slip up and go to cussing nobody out. Help me, Holy Ghost. That's if that righteous is a continuum into your behavior. See, that don't mean that you ain't righteous. You just ain't let it get into your behavior yet. You have that mindset that you are becoming righteous. Well, you know, I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. You know, 99 and a half won't do, you know. Now, let's dig a little deeper here. The word righteous, and I'm going to show you in the scripture, I think it's going to amaze you. But the word righteous, one very interesting meaning of the word righteous is the definition: one who is such as he ought to be. One who is such as he ought to be. Now, I'm elaborating on that a little bit more. But to reject the fact that you are righteous is to reject the sacrifice of Jesus. We're killing religious spirits and sacred cows and all that stuff that people think it's church. People think it's serving God. But the root is not the grace of God and the finished work. It's just doing church. You know, I was just sharing with one of the guys how we were picked up, you know, on Sunday mornings by my grandmother to go to church. We were little rascals. You know, we'd sit in the back of the church and look at the pretty little girls and the chicken be cooking. We couldn't wait till they stopped beating them drums so we could go eat some chicken. You know, anytime when it would rain, I remember looking out, I can see it just as clear. I'd get up and look out our bedroom window, hoping they wouldn't come on Sunday. And that little Dodge Coronet wagon, chuck, 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 pull right in front of the house. Oh, man. Do we have to, boy? I think there's some good in that, but there can be some harm in that too, because people that are brought up in church, they know how to do church. You know, it don't have to come from their heart. They just know how to do church. They know all the right things. Praise the Lord. My brother, I'm blessed, highly favored. Just cuss somebody out, but I'm blessed. Yeah. They know how to do church. They know all the jargon, all the church language in that. And I'm not saying that that's always a bad thing, but just growing up in the church, some people grow up in church and not even saved. They really don't know the Lord. They know church. I mean, y'all looking at me funny. That might be you. I need to lay hands on you tonight or what? Grow up in the church but never know God. So righteous, now stay with me because this is interesting. Righteous means one who is such as he ought to be. Now, to the religious mind right away, that means to someone, I ought to act a certain way if I'm righteous, right? Say amen, right? That's what you're thinking. I ought to act a certain way. Let me clarify something here. One who is such as he ought to be. Well, I'm going to hold that. I got some more statements that I need to make. I'm building up to this. Just keep that in your mind. Question to you. How can you live righteously without getting into legalism or dead works? How can I truly live righteously without it being dead works? Okay, I want to segue into this message tonight, but the key is by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. Okay, the renewing of your mind. Now, renewing the mind is a great deal more than gaining new facts and information. Take your notes tonight, but don't just leave them notes on the pages of your notebook. Renewing the mind is much more than gaining facts or information. We're in the information age. You can go on the internet, get information on anything. You can Google the word the, it, a. Tell you all about A. So that's information. See, renewing the mind is not just information and facts. You receive information. You receive enlightenment. You receive facts. Here's the key. Renewing the mind is where repentance. Remember what repentance is? Let me explain this again. Repentance is not penance. Penance is when somebody feels like they need to do something in order to appease God or to appease, you know, penance. In one of the religious circles, they do penance. You know, they do all kind of things to appease God or to get back in right standing. Repentance is not penance. Repentance simply means you have a change of mind. You were walking this way. God revealed to you that was not what his will is. So you turn around, you change your mind. It don't mean that you have to come up here and sob and snot and cry all over the altar and all over the steps and make a mess. And that, if you want to do that, it's okay. But it don't take all of that. See, that's kind of like penance. It's not locked into how remorseful you feel. It's not even in the feeling. You changing your mind. Remember we talked about it being on the quantum level, the smallest level. You just change your mind. And it don't take God a long time. He's not judging, seeing if you really know. The moment you change your mind, the moment God changes. God ain't waiting and you know, maybe next week. The moment you turn and change your mind, all of heaven turns and changes with you. Get you right on the right track. The moment. See, the moment you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ was the moment you got saved. Amen. It didn't take God, well, I don't know. It looked like they're trying to believe. Look, the moment you did, and see, this is what we have to understand about this thing. It's not penance and long and drawn out, but see, in your mind, sometimes your mind has to catch up. Because your mind is still back there, you know, feeling condemned and judging yourself and feeling all kind of ways in your spirit going on. Going on with God. And that's where the warfare lies. When your mind is not in the continuum with your spirit. That's why the word says, our soul, our mind has to prosper. That's the fellow that traps us. Now, renewing that mind is more than just gaining new facts. Renewing the mind is where repentance occurs. And repentance occurs like tonight. Some of y'all need to repent. I'm not saying that y'all doing anything wicked. It's just your mind, how you've been thinking, how you've been seeing yourself, what you define righteous as or righteousness. You've been looking at it as your works. You happy when you do things well, you know, when you've done some things well, but you're not so happy when you miss the mark. Why? Because your value or your righteousness is in your performance. And if you don't you know, have your way or do things the way your opinion governs you and what the way you think it should be, then you have no joy. See, the source you are drinking from, the root that your fruit is coming from, is not the righteousness of Christ. Because see, whether you are being crucified on a cross or whether you are in eating at the table with the king in the king's palace, hello, you have not lost your perspective of who you are. In tribulation, you learn how to boast in the Lord. Come on, in tribulation, when there's trouble, you still learn how to boast in the Lord. Why? Because your trust is in him. God has given you some promises and he ain't changed his mind. Things change, times change, seasons change, but God don't change. And when we're drawing from the right root, then our the continuum is in the fruit. See, the Bible says that love suffers long and is kind. Sometimes your love will be tested. Your love. It'll be tested to see. Because, see, a lot of times your love shut off like a faucet. You know right away that's the wrong root. That's your fleshly love. Just look straight ahead. Some of y'all looking down, but look straight ahead. Huh? Well, I know I'm telling the truth. But it's the love of God, like the love that Jesus bore. He was able to say, Father, forgive him. And one time, there was times he got a little frustrated with his disciples, but he loved his own unto the end because he was connected to that grace. He stayed in that grace. It's a well. A deep, 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 deep well that'll never run dry. And this is the life that God is calling us to, not just sometimes, but to live this every day, to be able to experience his grace every day. Okay, so renewing the mind is where repentance occurs as we read the word or as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, like I said, I can be walking in a certain way and the Lord reveals something to me. He's not revealing it to me to condemn me. You know, some people get condemned, they go to crying and then penance. God says, no, that's not what I'm just showing you something. Can't I show you nothing? He show you so that you can repent. What does repent mean? Have a change of mind. Oh, Lord, okay, I see now I'm going back this way. Okay, conversation over. God ain't looking for you to do a whole lot of, Oh, Lord. We have to pull you off the altar. Renewing the mind has to do with a daily process of us dying to our own opinion.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 21 of Mega Grace, The Grace Awakening. The word righteous is a continuum of what God started in our spirit that extends all the way through our behavior. Grace only reigns in and through a straight and righteous heart. One who is such as he ought to be equals a righteous one. To reject that you are righteous is to reject Jesus. You can only be righteous by being the authentic person God created you to be. Stop trying to be holy. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verse 16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.